No trip to the NFL scouting combine is complete without a chat with my guy, Daniel Jeremiah. DJ, always appreciate your time, man. A couple 49ers-centric questions. When you're looking at pass rushers, let's get outside of Bradley Chubb. We know he's the best. This team needs a pass rusher. Who should 49ers fans be investigating right now?
Ooh, that's a great question. I mean, look, to me, you look at Chubb being the top guy, and then I think there's a little bit of a gap after him. Marcus Davenport is pretty intriguing there from UT San Antonio. Get a chance to see him up close at the Senior Bowl and what he brings to the table. I think you're probably looking at him going in the top 15, maybe a little bit early where the Niners are. But you get into that second-round range. Terray from Rutgers is a really good football player. He's interesting to me. He can really bend around the edge. You got Sam Hubbard from Ohio State, who's kind of a hybrid. You know, is he an outside linebacker? Is he hand-in-the-ground defensive end? He's another one I'd keep an eye on.
Interior offensive line, another need, another similar question where we know the number one guy, it's Quentin Nelson. And so who else is there in that first round mix, second round mix?
Yeah, let's go to that second round. And kind of late first and early second round, Isaiah Wynn from Georgia. Unfortunately, didn't get a chance to see him work out here because he's coming off of a shoulder. But he's a guy I loved on tape. He was great down at the Senior Bowl as well. He's one I would keep an eye on. Look, there's a kid from Nevada, Austin Corbett, did a great job out here working out. He's played tackle. He's going to kick inside to guard. I think he's probably in that second round range as well there. There's a really good group of interior offensive linemen, centers, guards, guy like Billy Price. Unfortunately, you know, he tears his pec here on the bench, but he can play guard, he can play center, a really good player.
Looking at wide receiver, I think at 9, maybe a little bit too early for a guy like Calvin Ridley or Cortland Sutton, Christian Kirk. So again, looking into that second and third round mix, even fourth round, who's a dark horse? A couple guys that you like that maybe nobody's talking about right now.
Well, look, DJ Moore is one of my favorite players from Maryland. He is a really, really good football player. You can plug and play him. He's ready to go right away. You start getting into a little bit in the deeper round range there. I mean, you can find guys throughout this whole draft. It depends on what you want. If you want a big receiver, you've got Auden Tate from Florida State. You've got Equanimeous St. Brown from Notre Dame. Talking 6'4" guys, red zone guys for Garoppolo, I think would fit in nicely there. Depending on how they run, it'll depend how high they go.
Two names that are really popular right now with 49ers fans, Roquan Smith and Tremaine Edmonds. I know a little bit different players, but looking at that range, I mean, at pick 9, they might be there. And you might be making that choice. So which one do you have as your higher-ranked player?
Well, I've got Edmonds as my third player coming into this. So I've been a huge Tremaine Edmonds fan. You see what he checked in? He's like 6'4", 250-something pounds. He's got 34-inch arms. Kid's 19 years old. I mean, he's just growing into it.
You didn't look that way at 19?
Yeah, no. Very, very similar. Very similar, though. No, he's a special player. He plays off the ball inside. I think if you wanted to, though, you can let him rush. He does it a little bit there at Virginia Tech. There's just so much to get through. When you're trying to throw the ball in the middle of the field and you've got that kind of length that he has, it's a pretty valuable player. And then Roquan, just the instincts and the range laterally, sideline to sideline. Had a buddy in the league said he reminded him of Vilma, and I thought, you know what, that's it. I've been trying to find the comp for him. Jonathan Vilma's a good one.
DJ, every year we have this chat, we're talking quarterbacks. Yep. Now the 49ers finally have one. But I still want to know, it's a kind of a mixed bag this year in terms of pick your flavor. Who's your guy that you think's going, and how many do you think go in the top 10?
Well, you know, look, a lot of it depends where Kirk Cousins goes. You know, where he goes. If he goes to a team like the Minnesota Vikings, then I think we could see, you know, 4 quarterbacks potentially go in the top 10, and then we'll see a run on them. But, I've been with Sam Darnold from the beginning. I'm gonna ride him all the way to the finish line here. I know he can do everything. He can do it on schedule. He can do it off schedule. He can make every throw. He's got velocity. He's got touch. I've seen him be able to feather the ball when he needs to. So he's to me is an outstanding prospect who's getting picked apart a little bit too much.
This is my favorite question to any draft analyst, and I ask you this every year. Who's your guy? And by that, I mean, who is not on other guys' radar? Other people have them ranked lower, and you have them ranked higher. Who's your draft crush right now if you have a couple of names?
Ooh, that's a good one. Look, I like a guy like Golden to me from Tennessee, who's a nickel corner. I know exactly what he is. He's tough. He's going to step in and play right away. So that's one that's outside the first couple rounds in the middle round area there. And then if I had to find another one, you know, I'll give you one. This guy might not even get drafted. But DeMarro Richard, the running back from ASU, he did not run well out here.
Love to go deep in the Rolodex.
He is like a 6th, 7th round / free agent. But if you think that you can't find guys there, go watch the Super Bowl last year and see what Corey Clement did as an undrafted rookie for the Eagles. So
Matt Breida too in San Francisco.
There you go. You can find these guys. They're out there. And so not a tester, but a good football player, DeMarro Richard.
Where are you at right now in your mock draft at now pick 9?
Right now, gosh, I don't even know. Well, you just got the pick finalized now. Yeah. So none of the mock drafts before that even count. I think I had Edmonds going there. He'd be a great pick for the Niners.
DJ, thanks so much, man.
No problem.